across the UK.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live. Up all night.
With Dotun Adebayo.
Counting is still underway after the parliamentary elections in Greece, and results so far suggest that the two main parties have seen dramatic losses. No one party is projected to win enough votes to form a government. Well, Roman Gerodimos is a senior lecturer in global current affairs at Bournemouth University and is in Athens monitoring the results. And earlier, he told me how things are shaping up.
Well, New Democracy is going to be in the lead, but its share of the vote is going to be much reduced from the previous election. But it's going to quite clear that it's going to be the lead, in the lead.
So they'll have to form a coalition again, won't they, if they're to form the government?
That's correct, but it's going to be much more difficult than in the previous case, you know, the case of the previous parliament, because the news today is that not really, you know, that either party of the existing coalition can't form a government on its own. The news is that both parties together might not be able to form a secure parliamentary majority, you know, a government that is able to go ahead with the reforms.
So you're talking about New Democracy and PASOK, obviously.
That's right, yeah.
And we knew that the Greeks were going to go to the polls to, if you like, give the existing coalition a mm-hmm. kicking.
Yeah.
Is that how the results have panned out so far? When you say that New, but when you say that New Democracy is in the lead, is that surprising then?
No, I mean, we expected them to be in the high 20s, and I don't think they're going to be able to get 20%, to be honest. I mean, the projected share right now is about 19%. So just to give you an indication of what I'm talking about, in the previous election, New Democracy got 33% of the vote, and that was its worst electoral performance in history. Now, today, both New Democracy and PASOK got 33% together. So it really is, you know, the political system has imploded, and what we're going to see eventually is either new parties emerging or new coalitions emerging, or a situation of you know, confusion and instability.
And who have been the beneficiaries of the vote that would have gone to New Democracy or its coalition partner?
Well, the far right, the three parties of the far right have secured about 20% of the vote, and that includes quite shocking 7% for the neo-Nazi Golden Dome, and 10% for the Nationalist Independent Greeks Party. And also, a main beneficiary is obviously the coalition of the radical left, which emerged as you know, the party in the second place, and they went, you know, they've gone over PASOK, actually, and they're emerging now as the main opposition to whatever government forms.
What do you, as an analyst of Greek politics, read into the way that the Greeks have voted tonight? Clearly, we know they are in a desperate situation economically.
Sure. Well, I mean, I think they need to be very careful about how we interpret, you know, the results of this election, because it's quite clear that many people, you know, I've spoken to many people today, and, you know, I've seen many sort of exit poll results, and what it, you know, they show is that many people made a decision at the very last minute today, either in, you know, in the voting booth or after speaking to their families and friends and so on. So it is quite a volatile situation, and it's not a sort of always a conscientious, ideological sort of fixed position, but that is not to say that it's not a very strong, you know, vote of protest. So it's not necessarily indicative of where people stand on the political spectrum. It's just an indication of how sort of fed up they are with the existing system.
As Roman Gerodimos of Bournemouth University.